The Stroud Curling Club is ready to host the Curlon Ontario Elementary School Curling Championship from February 29 to March 3. About 200 youth, from ages 8 to 13 years old, will represent about 48 teams at this year's Bonspiel. Games will be played in Cookstown, Alliston and Stroud during the four-day competition, which will conclude with the championship games at the Stroud Innisfil Community Centre Arena. Abby Darnley is a volunteer who runs the youth program at the Stroud Club. She told Innisfil Today teams of all skill levels are welcome to compete, and 47 youth from the program will be participating. "We are very excited to be hosting teams from across southern Ontario," she said. "The focus of the event is on fun, team camaraderie and experience playing in a big tournament. As a club who has really focused on building our youth program over the years, we are very excited to have the opportunity to host such an important event for kids of this age in the sport of curling." Teams will be divided into 12 pools, and each will play 3 games in round-robin action. "On behalf of the town of Innisfil, we welcome all participants, and are pleased to host the championship games," said Mayor Lynn Dolan. "Curling is a great way for anyone, especially youth, to make new friends, stay active in the winter and learn valuable skills about teamwork. Best of luck to all participants and we hope you take time to enjoy all that Innisfil has to offer." According to Curlon's event supplement, the teams will be ranked from 1st to 4th following the round robin, which will determine who each plays next, and whether squads fall under Division A, B, C or D. It states, medals will be awarded to the top 4 teams in each division. The winner of the A division is the Ontario Elementary School overall champion. "We're thrilled to see the excitement building," Curlon Executive Director Matt Allen said. "This event not only showcases the skill and enthusiasm of our young curlers but also reinforces the values of teamwork, sportspersonship and community that are at the heart of our sport. Curlon is proud to support initiatives that promote youth curling and provide opportunities for young athletes to thrive." Liam Rego, 9, and his sister Ella, 8, are members of the Stroud Club. They have been curling for 2 years. "What I'm really excited about is getting to play with my team. The best days are the days I get to have fun at curling and be with my friends on the ice. We have been practicing and have played at 3 Bonspiels this season. I just like cheering for everyone and curling is the best sport in the world," Liam said. "Our first spiel we placed dead last, like dead last, and it was the best day of my life because we had so much fun. I don't think we will be last this time around but it doesn't really matter. Abby has taught us that good sportsmanship and fun are the most important part about curling. I can't wait to keep competing every year and maybe even one day make it to the World Championships." Family, friends and fans can watch the games in person for free. The championships is run 100% by volunteers with effort and enthusiasm to make this event possible, Stroud Club President Carolyn Srigley-Alksness said. "Our volunteer team has made this happen, starting with the early planning since last summer. For years, our volunteers have spent time and effort ensuring that youth programming has been a focus. We provide various opportunities for them to engage in the sport. To host this event allows us to really celebrate the future of curling as a sport for all ages in Ontario." To learn more about the Stroud Club, including how to join and its long-standing history in the community, visit its website. Score, schedule and standings updates will be available starting opening day at curl-on.ca/elementarychampionships.